Now, something that pushes the boundaries of things we consider on All Things Considered.
The World Taxidermy and Fish Carving Championship.
Which ended this weekend in St. Charles, Missouri. That's Larry Blomquist, who runs the competition. Setting the fish carving aside, we want to focus on the mounted animals, which Blomquist points out are displayed in action, artistically, many in their natural habitat. He says this year there were 484 entries in the show from 21 countries and 48 states.
Every animal that you could imagine was represented here. Entries come in from little small toads to many of the various reptiles on up to the large mammals. And probably the largest mammal we had here was a Alaskan moose, which was being chased by a pack of wolves.
Well, how did they get that to you there in St. Charles, Missouri?
Well, it took them 5 hours one afternoon just to put the piece back together. It was a showstopper. You cannot not look at it.
But while the panel of international judges at the Taxidermy Championship may have not looked at that entry, they awarded the overall prize to Texan Lowell Shipley for his tropical bird called
Kill-billed Toucan,
which Blomquist says was very artistically arranged. Now, aside from that overall category, the taxidermy competition featured many subcategories, including the freeze-dried division.
Normally, skin has to be tanned to preserve it before the mount is placed over a mannequin to mount it. But in freeze-dry, they actually utilize the raw skin.
Would there be purists in the taxidermy world who would say freeze-drying is just, it's kind of cheating?
You've nailed it. That's why we had to make a division all on its own.
For Larry Blomquist and others, participating in such a competition is not just about the skill required to take a dead animal's body and make it look alive. He says it's all about a love of the natural world.
You know, I started with squirrel hunting. I'd go hunting, and when I'd skin my animals, prepare them for the kitchen or give to my mother to cook, I did not want to throw away the skin. I wanted to utilize it. I didn't want to just throw it in a trash pile. So most taxidermists have that instinctive desire to replicate or try to reestablish the beauty of nature.
Larry Blomquist, who produced the 2011 World Taxidermy and Fish Carving Championship. The event ended this weekend in St. Charles, Missouri.